We say hello to Ian in Tampa. Hello, Ian. Welcome to 970 WFLA. Good morning.
Hello, Captain Al.
Yes, Ian.
Well, I was wondering, what's the best kind of artificial bait to use for snook?
Oh, there's a number you could use. Thanks for the call there. You could use jigs, plugs, spoons. Snook are really not that picky when it comes to fishing for them. We go to,
off the land.
Whether commercial or not.
Yeah. What can we use, sir?
I say whether commercial or not. If they did that, that would be good for the blue crab fishery.
Correct. And if everybody used that and make sure they don't take the pregnant females, our population would go up. You know, a lot of people just, you know, I've seen it myself. I fish for them, and, you know, you see people grabbing these, you know, 3 inches and that, you know, you ain't going to get anything off them to begin with.
Okay, good information. Thanks for calling from Newport Richey, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Mike in St. Pete. Mike, welcome to 970 WFLA.
Hey, Mel, just a quick question and comment and a question. But you had that young angler call in there asking about artificial lures for bombers. And I know you're quick to always want to involve youngsters in fishing and get the next crop of kids involved in this. So I want to know why you were so quick to blow them off of the air there.
Well, because it wasn't the kid.
Use a red bomber. It's a bomber lure. It's the best thing you do. And Mel, they are picky fish. I don't know why you would tell a youngster that. Use a bomber lure, youngster, and get involved. This redhead, white body. You suck, Mel.
Well, thank you for the compliment. I am just saying, and he wouldn't let me say what I wanted to say, is that we're talking about with the head of the FWC, and we could talk about lures and what's biting and where on our other shows. Tomorrow we're going to be back on with Captain Pat D'Amico, and that would have been a perfectly appropriate show, and I agree with you. I think kids should definitely get into fishing. I'm a big advocate of that. And certainly the bomber is a good lure, but the snook really will eat a great variety of lures. But we're not talking about lures today. We only have, the precious time from the head of the FWC for so many minutes, and we want to keep the conversation focused. I had no offense to the kid who called. We say hello to Mary in Clearwater. Hello, Mary. Welcome to 970 WFLA.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. And I don't suck, by the way.
No, I'm sure you don't. But I just had a question. My husband went out a couple weeks ago.